For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria. Riverside Sheriff Chad Bianco has seized another batch of ballots as part of an election fraud probe. This comes after the state's attorney general petitioned a court to stop Bianco's investigation. KVCR's Madison Ament has more.
Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco seized more than 400 more boxes of ballots. That's according to a lawsuit filed by California Attorney General Rob Bonta, a Democrat. Bonta said Bianco defied his order to halt the investigation by carrying out the latest ballot seizure. Last month, Bianco seized 650,000 ballots based on a tip from a local watchdog. The group claims that more votes were counted than were cast for last year's election to redraw California's congressional map to favor Democrats. Bonta wants a judge to stop Bianco's election probe for a lack of evidence. Bianco did not respond to a request for comment. For KVCR News, I'm Madison Ament in San Bernardino.
Another man who was detained at the Adelanto Ice Processing Center died last week. Federal officials say they tried to save the man and later transported him to a hospital. But detainees say the man was denied medical treatment and died on site. DHS said in a statement that guards found Jose Guadalupe Ramos Solano unconscious in his bunk bed on March 25th. DHS says on-site medical staff performed CPR and life-saving measures to Ramos. He was later taken to a nearby hospital where he died. But the Immigrant Defenders Law Center says detainees called their hotline the next morning to say they witnessed Ramos having trouble breathing and saw him removing his shirt. IMDEF also says that detainees allege that guards didn't respond until Ramos was unconscious. Ramos is the fifth person whose death has been connected to Adelanto since last September.
We don't want no ice today. We don't want no ice.
Thousands rallied across Southern California this weekend as part of the No Kings protests. Riverside was among the cities where demonstrators gathered to speak out against President Trump, his policies, and the war in Iran. Gloria Feliciano, an educator from Moreno Valley, says she joined the protest downtown because what she's seeing now is beyond shocking.
And one thing that has really made the United States of America outstanding in the community of nations is our adherence to the rule of law. Yet we have a leader and a group behind him that have no regard for that.
People were also protesting Sheriff Chad Bianco, who had seized more than 600,000 ballots in Riverside County as part of an investigation into last year's Prop 50 election. Carol Negengast lives in Riverside.
Our governor is a very important person, and Chad Bianco would be the biggest disaster that I can imagine.
Rallies were also held in San Bernardino, Redlands, Paris, Rancho Cucamonga, Claremont, and Ontario. A measure to raise Riverside's sales tax will go before voters on June 2nd. The city council voted unanimously on March 3rd to place Measure Z on the ballot. The proposal would increase the sales tax from 1 cent to 1.25 cents, generating an estimated $21 million annually. City officials say the revenue would help cover rising costs, including personnel and pension obligations, inflation, and unfunded state mandates. Additional expenses include cybersecurity upgrades for aging systems, public safety communications, animal control liability insurance, and technology improvements. The city also aims to ensure the Riverside Fire Department has the staffing and equipment needed to respond to fires and medical emergencies. Measure Z requires 50% plus 1% of the vote to pass. California's Fair Political Practices Commission is supporting a bill to ban advocacy groups from sending AI-generated constituent comments to lawmakers that are deceptive. FPPC Chair Adam Silver says the commission is concerned new AI technology can make it easier for advocates to create fake grassroots campaigns. The bill would ban the practice outright. It passed the Assembly Elections Committee this month and is pending in the Assembly Appropriations Committee. For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria.